Hey everyone, and welcome to a deep dive. Well, it's all about the future of education, really.
It's exciting stuff.
It is. And we are living in a time where technology is changing at like a warp speed, right?
Yeah.
And schools, they're no exception.
Not at all, no.
So we're going to be talking about learning management systems, LMS.
LMS, yeah.
And we've gotten a ton of material from Web Anywhere, which you guys know, they specialize in this stuff. So we're going to dive into all of it.
Yeah, and I think, what we really want to do here is kind of cut through all the jargon and really try to understand how LMS is actually changing what's happening in education. What's the reality?
Absolutely. And so to kick things off, just picture this. All of your materials for learning, everything, assignments, quizzes, how you're doing all of that in one digital space, accessible anywhere, anytime. That's LMS.
That's the idea, yeah. So it's kind of bringing everything that you would have in a traditional classroom into this really dynamic digital environment. So you can think of it almost like a central hub where teachers, students, even parents can actually connect and engage with the learning process in, a completely new way.
It's like taking the best parts of a real classroom and then adding this whole technology boost.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and by moving, this whole process into the digital realm, it just opens up a ton of possibilities, especially when we're looking at the benefits for schools, right?
Yeah, totally.
Like, let's talk about personalized learning for a sec. I mean, it's a term we hear everywhere, but what does it actually look like in an LMS system?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So imagine a student, right? Maybe they're struggling with algebra. So the LMS can actually pinpoint the exact areas where they're having trouble. It can then provide really tailored support. So we're talking extra practice problems, specific resources. It might even connect them with like online tutoring. And all of this is geared toward their needs.
Wow, that's a level of like personalized attention that you just, I mean, it would be really difficult to get in a traditional classroom, even with the best teachers.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's like, having a custom learning plan for every single student.
And you don't have to like clone the teacher.
Exactly. You don't have to clone anyone. And this kind of tailored support, it's not just good for the students. It actually frees up teachers to do, what they do best, guiding, mentoring, and creating, those really engaging learning
Yeah.
experiences. And speaking of tracking progress, real-time data, this is another game changer. So instead of waiting for, a midterm exam to find out that, oh, the student's falling behind, teachers can monitor progress in real time, figure out exactly where the difficulties are, and then intervene early.
Like having this, constant pulse on how students are understanding.
Exactly. It allows educators to be proactive,
Yeah.
not reactive, right? You want to provide that support exactly when and where it's needed. But the benefits of an LMS, they go beyond just individual learning, right?
Okay.
They can also encourage a much more collaborative learning environment.
Okay, so we know collaboration is like key in education, but how does an LMS actually make that happen in a digital space?
Right. So think like virtual study groups, forums online for discussions, peer-to-peer feedback on different assignments. These tools allow students to connect, share their ideas, learn from each other, and all of this can be done outside of, those traditional classroom walls.
Which is perfect because sometimes these things are beyond just you, and it makes it more of a community.
Absolutely. And, it kind of reflects that collaborative problem solving and knowledge sharing that's so essential in the real world.
Absolutely, yeah. And of course, we can't forget about accessibility
Right.
because not every student is learning at the same pace or
Exactly.
in the same way.
Yeah, and an LMS can really help to bridge those gaps. So imagine you've got a student who's out sick for a week or a family that has to travel a lot. With an LMS, they don't miss a beat. They've got all the course materials, any recordings of lectures, assignments, it's all online, anytime, anywhere.
It really levels the playing field
Yeah.
so that every student has the same access to these resources,
Yeah.
regardless of their circumstances.
Absolutely. It's all about breaking down those barriers and making a more equitable learning environment for everyone. So we've got the personalized learning paths, the progress tracking in real time, this enhanced collaboration, increased accessibility. These are just a few of the big benefits that are really driving the adoption of these systems all over the world.
Yeah, it's amazing to think about the possibilities. Now, I did notice in the materials that you sent over, Web Anywhere specifically talks about their LMS platform. It's called Totara.
They do, yeah.
So I guess, even though we're not trying to promote one platform over another, You know, maybe by looking at Totara's features, it might give us a better sense of what makes an LMS effective.
Absolutely.
Especially for schools.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's talk about this Totara. What are some of the standout features that WebAnywhere emphasizes?
So one of the things they really highlight is Totara's user interface. And it may seem kind of like a small detail sink,
sure.
But when we're talking about education and technology, keeping things simple is key.
Oh, absolutely. Especially with students who are, you know, growing up surrounded by apps and devices that are so sleek, so intuitive. If you have a platform that's clunky or complicated, it's not going to work.
Exactly. Yeah, the user experience is everything, especially for younger students. And I think Totara really focuses on that simplicity. And it makes sure that both the students and the teachers can easily navigate the platform. It should be a tool that makes learning better, not something that gets in the way.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like they've put a lot of thought into making it intuitive. Now, what about like the back end?
The back end.
Yeah. How powerful are we talking?
So WebAnywhere actually talks about Totara's automation capabilities, and that's something they emphasize. And it's designed to really streamline all of those administrative tasks.
And that frees up time for teachers.
Exactly. Because who doesn't love saving time, right?
Yeah.
Especially in education, where time is like the most valuable resource.
Absolutely.
So for instance, think about managing student enrollment. Traditionally, that can be very, very manual, a very time-consuming process. Totara actually automates that. And it also automates things like sending reminders for assignments, even grading certain types of assessments.
Wait, hold on. Grading assessments. Are we talking about like robot teachers taking over the classroom?
Not robots. Not yet, at least.
Yeah.
But by automating these tasks, it allows teachers to really dedicate more time and energy to providing personalized feedback, to interacting with their students, you know, crafting those really engaging learning experiences that make a real difference.
Yeah, it's not about replacing teachers. It's about giving them the tools to be even better at what they do. Okay, so besides the user interface and the automation, what else does this Totara platform offer?
Well, I think one of the most important aspects, and again, this is something that WebAnywhere emphasizes, is this focus on optimization and tracking. But these aren't just, you know, fancy buzzwords. This represents a huge shift in how we can use data to improve the learning experience.
Okay, so it's not just about collecting the data, but using it to actually make learning better.
Yeah.
But how does that work in a practical sense?
So imagine a school is using Totara to track students' progress really thoroughly. They can pinpoint trends, right? Then use that data to make their teaching strategies even better.
Okay.
For example, let's say they notice a large number of students are struggling with a particular concept.
That's important information.
Right. So then you know that they can change their teaching methods, provide some specific extra help, maybe even rethink the curriculum, all with the goal of really improving those outcomes for the student.
So it's like a feedback loop. Constantly improving. I can see why WebAnywhere really highlights these features.
Absolutely. And they're definitely onto something. But here's the thing about, you know, technology in education.
Okay.
Things change so rapidly.
That's true.
What might be cutting edge today could be old news tomorrow.
That's a good point. So we have this amazing technology, but then what happens when the needs of the schools change? Or like new trends in learning emerge, what then?
And that is where the human element comes in.
And that's where companies like WebAnywhere come in. They understand, it seems like, that you can't just give a school this new platform and say, okay, good luck, figure it out.
Yeah, it's about recognizing that just handing over, you know, this shiny new LMS system and saying, there you go, that's not going to cut it, right? And WebAnywhere really seems to get that. They emphasize a bunch of services that go way beyond the actual software.
That's interesting because it really is. It's kind of like you wouldn't buy, I don't know, a really high-powered telescope and then just nobody tells you how to use it.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, just like learning how to, I don't know, navigate the night sky takes practice. You need some guidance. Using an LMS, well, it also requires a certain level of expertise and support.
So you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah. And one of the things that WebAnywhere really emphasizes is custom development.
Okay. So it's not one size fits all. Why would a school need custom development for an LMS?
Right, because every school's got their own unique needs, their own way of doing things. Maybe they have a really specific student information system that they've already invested in and they want to integrate that with the LMS. Or maybe they've done some like really cool, innovative idea for a feature that would really help their teaching approach.
It's about like making the tech match what the school is doing, not the other way around.
Absolutely. You got it. And honestly, that level of customization can be a game changer, especially when you're trying to get teachers and staff on board.
Oh, I bet. If teachers feel like the technology actually works for them, for how they teach, I'm sure they're much more likely to actually use it.
Absolutely. And speaking of support, you know, another thing that Web Anywhere really emphasizes is the importance of consultancy and training, which makes sense, right?
Yeah, totally. Because you can have the best LMS in the world, all the bells and whistles.
Right.
But if the teachers don't actually know how to use it, then it's not going to make any difference.
Exactly. It's like having, you know, this amazing state-of-the-art music studio. You've got all the best equipment, but no one knows how to use it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So training is key here. And it's not just about teaching them, like, the technical how-tos of the platform. It's really about giving teachers the power to integrate the LMS into how they teach in a way that works with their goals.
It's like turning those teachers into, like, you know, LMS masters. I love it.
Exactly.
What about ongoing support? Is that something that Web Anywhere offers?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. And this is so crucial because, like we were saying, this world of educational technology, it moves so fast.
So fast.
So schools really need a partner they can count on, not just when they're first getting started, but, you know, in the long run. And Web Anywhere seems to really get that. They provide ongoing customer support, you know, for any technical issues that might come up, any questions, or if schools need help figuring out how to, like, adjust their LMS strategies as their needs change.
It's like having this tech-savvy friend who's always there to help. They're not just going to, like, disappear after you sign the dotted line.
Exactly, yeah. It's about, you know, those long-term relationships and making sure those schools are really getting the absolute most out of what they're investing in.
Yeah, it makes sense. So we've covered a lot of ground here. We talked about the basics of what an LMS even is, the specific benefits for schools. We looked at the Totara platform
right.
and those human services.
Yeah.
Custom development, the training, the support.
And it's important to remember, we're just scratching the surface. That this whole LMS world is huge.
Yeah, it's like we've opened the door to this whole new universe for education.
Exactly. And that's what's so cool about it, because it's not just about the tech itself. It's about how much potential it has for changing how we teach and how we learn.
Absolutely. So true.
Yeah.
And anybody who is listening to this deep dive is probably thinking of the same thing. Like, this is incredible. But before we wrap up here, I got to ask. Mm-hmm. If you had, like, a magic wand and you could create the perfect LMS for a school, what is one feature, one thing that you would make sure it absolutely had?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think for me, it would be some kind of, like, system that gave personalized learning recommendations. And I'm not talking about just suggesting a few extra practice problems based on a quiz score. I mean, really understanding a student, how they learn best, what they're interested in, their strengths, their weaknesses, everything.
Okay, so what would that look like? How would this ideal LMS actually use that information?
So imagine, like, the LMS picks out content, learning activities, even connects learners to each other based on each student and what they need.
Wow, so it's really like a personal tutor and a mentor all in one.
Exactly, exactly.
I mean, wow, that's like next level learning right there.
Yeah.
I can only imagine, like, how engaged students would be, how much more motivated they'd be, and how successful they could become.
Absolutely. And I think even though it might seem kind of impossible right now, you know, this level of, like, really deep personalization, all the building blocks are kind of there already. So with artificial intelligence and machine learning, who knows what's going to happen?
It's true. Technology is changing so fast. What seems impossible now might be totally normal in a few years.
Yeah.
This has been an incredible deep dive, but I think we're at the point where we need to start wrapping things up. It really does feel like we've only, like, dipped our toes into this whole world of LMS and what it could do for education.
Yeah, we're just getting started.
And that's exciting, right?
It's really exciting, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what's coming next as we learn more about how to use this tech.
It's a really cool time to be involved in education. Hmm. But I'm sure there are people listening who are maybe thinking, okay, this is a lot. Where do I even start? What advice would you give to them? What's, like, the first step?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the most important thing is you got to figure out what you need. What are the challenges at your school, in your district, and what are you hoping to achieve with this new system? Once you've got those goals figured out, then you can start looking at different platforms, different solutions that actually match what you're trying to do.
So it's about finding the right LMS, not just, like, any LMS. And maybe that means, like, talking to different companies, like Web Anywhere, having those conversations, finding out about custom options.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to ask all the questions, look at all your options, and most importantly, just imagine what's possible. The future of learning is here, right now, and it's got a lot of potential.
I love that. Okay, well, on that really inspiring note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive into the world of learning management systems. And You know, we covered a ton of information, but even more than that, I think we really opened up the possibilities for how technology can completely change education.
Yeah, it's been awesome exploring this with you.
The pleasure was all ours.
Huh?
And for everyone listening, thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive. We'll be sure to put links to everything we talked about in the show notes. So until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep imagining what education can be.